Well, even though we've gotten some rains of late, it's kind of dry out there. Our weekly crop progress report shows that 72% of our topsoil in the state is dry to very dry. And that problem extends to Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska, and Minnesota. Matter of fact, according to the USDA's chief meteorologist, Brad Rippey, it's a point of concern about what kind of yields we're going to have for the corn and soybeans because of these dry conditions.
This is not good timing. It's a late developing corn and soybean crop that is being hurt day by day as this heat and dryness continues to mount. We didn't have much heat in the Midwest. In fact, not enough heat until recently, but now all of a sudden we've seen temperatures explode into the 95 to 100 degree range in recent days across the Western Corn Belt. We do have some big problems during the grain fill period for corn and the pod fill period for soybeans. We are obviously taking a little whack out of the yield potential for both crops as this heat wave and dry spell continue day by day.
Well, the conditions and costs of repairing our roads has certainly been a point of contention here in the state of Wisconsin. And because of that, hearings are going on through the state on implements of husbandry and the impact they have in particular on our rural roads. And according to Shelley Meyer from PDPW, it is important to address this issue and for all sides to come together.
So getting our transportation of our product, our nutrients, as well as our harvest back to our farms, we use those roads. With that, though, the concern of our communities is that the roads need repair, and at a time when our state budgets are very, very tight. So our roads were built in 1940, 1950. In fact, Wisconsin has the most miles of paved highway of any state in the country. So asphalt, while it's nice and was put in place for agriculture to be able to transport to market, it also takes a lot of upkeep. So for both our neighbors, our school buses, our farms, those roads are really important. So now we come together and say, how can we build them to meet today's needs and transportation, growing population on those roads, and then a tight state budget.
Well, the USDA has issued new farm income forecasts, and according to Chief Economist Joe Glauber, farm income could be down this year and down below previous expectations.
Crop receipts are forecast at $211 billion compared to almost $224 billion last year, and livestock receipts up at $180 billion relative to $172 billion or so last year. That certainly is reflective of the fact that things like beef prices have been up. We have seen hog prices drift lower recently, but for a lot of the animal product, prices are higher here in 2013.
However, the margins are still thin since expenses are up, especially when you talk about feed costs. Well, looking at our prices, blocks are up another 3.5 cents to $1.73, butter up a penny and a half to $1.41 a pound, and barrels unchanged at $1.70 1/2 cent per pound. Class 3 prices, August gains a penny to $17.90, September up 8 to $17.67, and November down a dime at $17.61. On the Board of Trade, the rally at least is over for a day, as September corn drops 16 cents back to $5.25 per bushel. December declines to $4.86. Beans for September off 13¾ at $14.15. November off 19 cents at $13.73. And September wheat off 4 cents at $6.50¾ per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cut and utilities, 78 to 92. Most of slaughter cows, 60 to 77. Replacement bull calves, 80 to 160, a top at 190. Heifer calves, 60 to 140. The barrels and gilts, 72 and down. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 45 to 80. And market lambs, 114 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.